The Fab Four get back 16 to 9. It's Gold Century Victoria. Time to talk all things motoring. Our motoring expert is, of course, Brian Reed. He's on the line with thanks to Perro's Automotive Paints, Breen Street, Bendigo. Morning, Brian. How are you going?
Going well, thanks, Sean.
Hey, Thursday was the final round of the World Endurance Championship and Mark Webber's last race.
Yes, well, it was the six-hour race in Shanghai and it saw a 1-2 victory go to Audi, actually, and according to one of the winning drivers, Luca De Grassi, their victory had, quote, closed the door with a golden key for Audi. The German Mark Audi, a subsidiary of VW, has withdrawn from motorsport, but they scored a resounding 1-2 victory. Now, as for the Manufacturers' Championship, Porsche also won as well as the championship. They also won the driver's title when their number two hybrid, the 919, came home in sixth place. But as for our man, Mark Webber, the current world championship team of Webber, Brendan Hartley and Timo Bernard came home in third place for Porsche, meaning the career of the popular Aussie ended with a podium finish. And fittingly, he was in the car for the final stint and had the honour of receiving the chequered flag in his farewell race. And as the curtain comes down on a brilliant motor racing career, nothing is forever, said an emotional Mark Webber after the race. But I'm sure there are many more new adventures ahead in his role as a Porsche ambassador. So we wish him well and we thank him for all he's done to make Australia very proud of him.
Great career. Last weekend was the Motorsport Festival in Adelaide. What were the reports on the event?
Well, a two-day celebration of Adelaide's rich motorsport heritage, Sean, and it brought back memories of the Formula One Grand Prix years held in Adelaide between 1985 and 1995.
Before we pinched it.
Before we pinched it, yeah. Oh, they're still a bit bitter on that.
I've heard that
a few times. But it incorporated the Shannon's Classic Adelaide Rally and the Victoria Park Sprint. But the focus was on Formula One, and that includes several cars that had actually taken part in the events when they were staged through the streets of Adelaide. There were Ferraris and BMW Benetton and a Leighton House, and they took part in demonstration laps and were actually driven by the works drivers from yesteryear, Stefan Johansson, Pierluigi Martini and Ivan Capelli. But how good to hear what a 12-cylinder Ferrari sounds like through the streets of Adelaide again. Great displays, lots of trade stalls. And then on Monday, I went out to Penny's Hill Winery in McLaren Vale for a tribute lunch in honour of Elfin and its founder, the late Gary Cooper. And that was attended by 70 Elfin enthusiasts, including a number of the drivers who helped to make the Elfin mark famous.
It's a nice place, Adelaide. Last weekend was the Bendigo Car Club Long Track Autocross, and you've got the results.
Yes, 18 starters last weekend, Sean, and it was completely dominated by Subaru WRXs, the first three, in fact. The winner was Brendan Painting from Darrell Wensley, and third goes to went to John Hardiman. And the class winners, Johnny Strosh, Tony Morley and Luke Semmon. So well done to all of those. And remember, if you'd like your motoring club's events included, just send me the details and I'll do the rest.
A couple of events on this weekend, Brian. One's in Geelong and one's in Swan Hill.
Yes, inaugural meeting up at Swan Hill on Australia's newest quarter-mile drag strip. This is at Chisholm Reserve Motorsport Complex. Now, you find that on the Sea Lake Swan Hill Road at Swan Hill, and I believe it's the longest concrete racing surface in Australia. So good luck to them this weekend for their inaugural meeting. And down Geelong way, it's the Geelong Revival, celebrating 60 years since the first Geelong Speed Trials meeting was held there along Ritchie Boulevard at Eastern Beach. And as well as the quarter-mile sprints, there'll be static displays of cars and various trade stalls, food outlets and so on, and round one of the Victorian Hill Climb Championship up through the park.
This is on the rundown. It says, Brian's going to tell you how to make a small fortune out of motorsport.
Well, yes, there's a saying that goes, the quickest way to make a small fortune in motorsport is to start with a big one.
Yes, like anything in life.
It brings me to the story, Sean, of an 18-year-old Canadian, Lance Stoll, whose billionaire father has bankrolled him into motorsport at the top level. Stoll's Formula 3 career was helped when Stoll Sr. bought an entire top-level Formula 3 team, so his son had every chance of winning, and it actually led him to becoming European Formula 3 champion. Billionaire Stoll then paid Williams Formula 1 team $35 million for Lance to have a 20-day test at various circuits around the world, and another $43.5 million will go into Williams' coffers to secure a seat next year. The 18-year-old Lance Stoll will be teammate for Valtteri Bottas with the retirement of Felipe Massa.
It's that old saying, how to make $1 million, start with 10.
Yeah. Oh, goodness me.
I've only left you about 30 seconds, Brian, but 2016's coming to a close soon. Do you have a favourite sporting gesture for this year?
Yeah, a couple of them, actually. The rider of the horse that was just beaten in this year's Melbourne Cup. How terrific. Pat on the back for the winning jockey after they crossed the finish line. The other one I've picked out is all the teams that came out onto the pit counter to applaud Felipe Massa after retiring from the Brazilian Grand Prix in his final home race. I guess we could toss in yesterday too at the third cricket test. The South African players shook hands with Australia's unbeaten batsman Khawaja as he left the ground. So it's good to see there's still sportsmanship in sport.
I thought you were going to say when they booed the South African captain.
No, I thought I'd better leave that one out.
That was Brian Reid talking motoring with thanks to Perro's Automotive Paints, Broome Street, Bendigo. Thanks, Brian. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Good on you, Sean. Thanks, though.